grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The dissonance, the irony is not lost upon me that Pastor Krieger invited you to sit down so that we could stand together. Did we all catch that? I'd like to have you turn to your worship folder and read with me the text for this morning. Because the theme this morning not only has to do with the mathematicians, the mathematics that is there, 3 plus 1, namely Father, Son, and Holy Spirit plus you, equals how mission gets done. It has its root in this particular gospel text. This is such a go-to text for us. But I want you to pay special attention to the very last sentence of it. Go to this sentence with me. It's in the second paragraph. And it says, Jesus begins to speak. He came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Would you then read the rest of this with me together? Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Wow, God. I want you to practice that with me because as Pastor Krieger said this morning, that was the two-word phrase that we heard over and over again this past week. And it is so appropriate for what is before us this morning. Wow, God. So when I do this, I want you to say, wow, God.
Wow, God.
Excellent. You're almost as good as the BBS kids. Almost as good. And this is the wow, God part about what you just read. Go make disciples. That's a wow, God. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. That's a wow, God. But Jesus closes this off in such a way that I am able to say to you that each Christian, each individual Christian is called into mission, but no Christian goes into mission alone.
Wow.
And the reason I can say that is because of these words. Lo, I am with you. See, I'm going to revert to some old King James stuff here and translations that I grew up with. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Or as it says in this text, be sure of this. Be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. As we launch into this mission-cation, and we're early days into it, I'm curious as to how that hit you when you heard mission-cation, and then it was like we had summer homework for you. Did you hear that as a get-to or a have-to? Are you familiar with get-tos and have-tos? Got a phone call from my daughter the other evening, and Jeanette took the phone call, and she's talking to Christina, and as I'm overhearing it, because I'm not that far away, I am realizing that my schedule is going to be impacted. There are grandchildren in the future. And so being the kind of wise guy I am, especially with my kids, I said, sounds to me like I have to put up with my grandchildren. And Jeanette repeated to Chris what I had just said, and then she broke out laughing. I said, what? What did she say? She said, you don't have to, you get to. My daughter is a consummate theologian. She understands law and gospel. And there's a tension here in the text. There's a tension in the Great Commission, go and make disciples. There's a certain have to about that. But do you realize that you and I not only are called into that in that have to sense, but we get to. I don't know how you look at vacation. I look at vacation as a get to. That's something that you get to do. I get to leave at about 11 o'clock this morning. My ball hitch is about this far from the boat hitch this morning. It is that ready to go. It's a get to. And in Kohler, Wisconsin, home of the bathroom fixture company, every year they take Kohler shutdown. It's 2 weeks. That's when we had VBS on my vicarage. Why? Because that's when people were available. Every week. So it was that have-to attitude of vacation. I didn't care for that too much. So my query to you this morning is, and my hopefully my prodding to you this morning is, that you not only see the have-to in what it is that God is giving us to do, but that in mission-cation, you see the get-to. You see that as you are being called into that mission field, that you don't walk alone in this. God has equipped us with Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that it is truly the 3 + 1, He plus us, that goes into mission, so that even though each individual Christian has a mission, no Christian goes into mission alone.
Wow.
Wow, I almost caught you there, didn't I? Yeah. These are going to come back to you. That was so well summed up, and this is where I take pity on those of you who sit in the way back, but not that much pity, okay? We even have overflow on the balcony this morning. I think that's awesome. So I'll read this to you for what it says, all right? These are the BBS t-shirts this week. It says, created by God, built for a purpose. I just think that so well sums up what Jesus is telling those disciples as he gets ready to go back into heaven and send his Holy Spirit. It practically encapsulates the Great Commission. It practically encapsulates you and me and what it is that God wants us to be about. That you are created by him and you're built for a purpose. And through the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, through the creative work of God, through the saving work of Jesus Christ, through the coming alongside of us, being with us, work of the Holy Spirit, we are perfectly equipped to be involved in the mission that God has set before each one of us. Mission-cation map. 3 + 1, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit plus you. And that's how mission gets done. You are not alone in that. How many of you have seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge? A few of you. It's a tough movie to watch. There's a high body count. It's a World War II movie based on a true story, based on the real life hero of that war named Desmond Doss, who rescued 75 men one day. In one day, rescued 75 men, toiling, laboring to rescue these men from this ugliest of all battlefields on Okinawa, lower them with a rope, I think they said it's close to 200 foot escarpment down to two men who happened to be down below collecting those guys. They couldn't figure out where these guys keep coming from. Now, Desmond entered the military because he wanted to serve his country. But Desmond was opposed to taking life. He was a conscientious objector. He decided he wanted to be a medic. Well, once you enter the military, you don't always get to do what you want to do. It's about doing what they say you're supposed to do. And he took a lot of heat. He took a lot of grief. He took a lot of abuse for his position not to pick up a rifle. He would not touch a rifle. And he took a lot of abuse for that. But he got to pass through basic training. It's a great story. He was in this battle. He was trying to figure out what God's plan was for him. He's a very devout Seventh-day Adventist. He believes in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He really believed that God was with him, but he couldn't see any visible evidence of how God could possibly be on that battlefield. And he asks the Lord, "What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?" And in the battlefield silence, because in his rescuing, he's practically the last one to go down or get ready to go down, he hears the cries of those out in the battlefield smoke calling for help. And he realizes this is what God wants him to do. And some 24 hours later, this single man rescued 75 who were as good as dead on that battlefield. 75 were rescued. Desmond Doss, on that hill, on that ridge, on Hacksaw Ridge, realized that he was not alone. And God with him saved 75. Jesus Christ on the cross was willing to go even further than a Desmond Doss and hang there alone to somehow, some way, let himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity, be abandoned by God the Father and hang there alone and take the punishment, the penalty for our sins, so that he could save more than 75. And so that I can stand here today before you and tell you that by the gift of his Holy Spirit, as we encourage you, as he commissions us to go into the mission field, and you begin your missioncation, that you do not go alone. Each individual Christian has a mission, but no Christian goes into mission alone. Wow, God. Did you hear the words of promise this morning? Called by God, the three in one, to be that plus one in the equation. Jesus tells his disciples, and he tells us, you are never alone. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In the epistle that Margaret read, the God of love and peace is with you. God goes with you into that field. Every time Desmond Doss came back to the edge of that cliff to lower down one more soldier, becoming more and more exhausted as the time went on, he had a prayer. Lord, help me get just one more. Lord, help me get just one more. As I look back over this past week of VBS and the privilege of being involved in mission, I realize that this was a great start to missioncation. That we had, as Ken said, somewhere between 350 to 400 students gathered here. We had something like 150 volunteer leaders, young people, adults, all doing a tremendous job reaching people with Jesus, taking Christ to these kids. Wow, God. Last Sunday, a group of us went over to Trinity, St. Trinity, in Carondelet. About 18 of us went over and brought a check over to help them finish the parish house so that it could be used as a mission station, a place where people that are coming to learn how to do urban mission can have a place to stay. And we went over there with the attitude that, hey, we want to go be with them. We want to help bolster their ranks. This was a church that just a few years ago was ready to close its doors, was worshiping less than 30, down to 20. This particular Sunday, without us, they would have had 60. With us, they had close to 80. God is doing a great thing there. And we go over there thinking that we are going to go so that we can be with them. We came back away from that realizing that they are with us as well. Wow, God. As you engage in your missioncation this summer, as you hopefully take some intentional time and think about how is it that I'm going to engage my community, my world, my family with Jesus. We've got some encouragements for you out there in the comments. I would encourage you just to take a journal. I'm not a great journaler. I'm a periodic journaler. I sporadically journal. I journal when I go on a mission trip. I'll journal when I go on vacation. But it's so encouraging and inspiring to go back and read those events, those things, and remember again what it was that God was doing or what it was that we were doing as a family. I would encourage you to do that. Find a way to write your story. Capture the story. And you won't know when it's going to come. I think I had a little missioncation this past week. Our neighbor, Steve, across the fence. We've been trying to figure out how it is that we can continue to engage our neighbors. And Jeanette had been talking with him about his hip. And she told me that Steve was thinking about having hip surgery, but his wife was having a tough time convincing him to go do it. She said, you ought to go talk to him. Now, Jeanette is not the Holy Spirit. But after she told me that, I had this little nudge, this little, I'd really rather just do my grilling and barbecuing right now than go do that. But there was this nudge. And sometimes you got to listen, folks, to that little nudge, that little whisper. So I went over to the fence, and Steve and his wife were out there, and he walked toward the fence. I said, Steve, you need to get that hip done. He said, yeah, I know. Your wife told me about yours. I said, you will feel so much better. And so we talked, and I think he's going to get it done. And he says, yeah, just keep on encouraging me. And I said, Ann, we will pray for you. Missioncation, you hear it? You hear it? I need to write that down and remember and hopefully keep that up with my neighbor that's across the fence. Because just like you, every individual Christian has a mission, but no Christian is alone in that mission. Wow, God. Hope God gives you a chance to write your story this week. Desmond's prayer was, Lord, help me get one more. Jesus' prayer was, Father, into your hands. Father, forgive them. Father, let them be one as you and I are one. What will your prayer be? What is your prayer as you embark on missioncation? I leave for vacation at about 11:05 today. Not like I'm counting it down, right? It's going to come to a conclusion a week from tomorrow, on June 19th. Missioncation began when the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was placed upon you. And in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you were engaged in missioncation. You were engaged in what Jesus engaged the disciples in. You were engaged in going and making disciples of all nations with the promise that He, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, would be with you.
Wow,
God. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts, your minds, through faith in Christ Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, the triune God, work in you to do that which is pleasing in His sight. In the name of Jesus, all God's people said,
Amen.